I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, our second annual Thanksgiving leftover show. Believe me, like your great aunt's pecan pie, you don't want to miss this one. But now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Wilt Chamberlain is no longer number five on the NBA's all-time scoring list. That honor now belongs to LeBron James. LeBron marked the occasion by saying nice things about Wilt. Would you like to mark the occasion by saying nice things about LeBron?
I was stunned that Wilt was already dropped to fifth, to be perfectly honest with you. LeBron James has Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record in his sights. He's 3.5 years away, assuming he doesn't either go off and become a Buddhist monk or, you know, buy the world or fall out of shape. And that's going to be an astonishing accomplishment.
Lakers coach Luke Walton took the opportunity to complain about the refs. He said he could probably shoot 100 free throws a game if everything was called. It's not that I disagree with this. I just don't remember Walton ever complaining about that when LeBron played for the competition.
Well, that's the thing. What Luke Walton is saying is what everyone who's ever coached LeBron James going back to high school has said.
Right.
So, I mean, everybody should accept it, I think. I mean, LeBron seems to have accepted it, you know, as much as one can when one is the object of all this pounding. But I think everyone else should accept that this is going to be the way it is for the rest of his career.
After just 10 games with the Houston Rockets, Carmelo Anthony is once again looking for a new job. I guess when you know, right?
He's going to go down in history as one of the great mysteries. He was a terrific player. He could well have been the kind of player who carries a team when he came out of the draft, in the same draft, by the way, that LeBron James and Dwayne Wade came out in. He just never found a niche. I mean, he's being criticized basically for not having had a Hall of Fame career, which is really kind of a high bar when you think about it. But he just never found a team that was comfortable with him and with which he was comfortable. And it's a very odd biography he has as an NBA player.
Monday night's NFL game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the LA Rams will not take place in Mexico City as planned. Officials say the field conditions there are unsafe. Fans are upset, but as I understand it, the players are happy.
The players are thrilled, and so are the people in Los Angeles, because tickets are being given away to first responders and people whose lives have been affected by the ongoing wildfires out there, which is a good thing. The other thing you have to remember is this is the marquee regular season game of the year,
right,
between the Rams and the Chiefs. And you can't have that on a field that looks like chicken chow mein. You can't do that. So this is a decision I am wholly behind as far as the NFL is concerned.
With all its resources, shouldn't the NFL have been able to prevent this from happening?
The rain? I don't think they can do that.
Fair point.
I'll ask. I'll look and see in Roger Goodell's contract if he's empowered to stop rain. But, no, I mean, it was bound to happen. The stadium that they were going to use, the Estadio Azteca, is used for everything,
yeah,
including soccer game after soccer game after soccer game. And it was bound to happen sooner or later. I am happy, as somebody who will watch this game, I'm happy that the two best offenses in the NFL are going to play against each other on a field worthy of their talent.
Another city has declined to participate in the great economic growth driver known as the Olympic Games. Which is the smart city this time?
Calgary, which actually put on a great Olympics, yeah, in 1988, but has decided that it's going to stand pat on those memories and not pony up for the Olympics in 2026, despite the fact that the people who want to put the Olympics in there spent close to $8 million,
yeah, yeah,
in an advertising campaign to win the referendum, and it lost. So I think we can clearly say the people in Calgary were very happy in 1988 and very happy now that the Winter Olympics will be going somewhere else.
Well, one expert says that the IOC will reject its two remaining bids, which are Stockholm and a combined Italian bid, and instead turn to, wait for it, Salt Lake City.
Oh, good Lord. And Mitt's already in the Senate, so he could take a couple of weeks off and run himself a new Olympics.
Serena Williams is GQ's Woman of the Year. Good choice?
Yes, of course it is. I mean, she's the dominant athlete in her sport. She's a groundbreaker in six or eight different ways. She's an entrepreneur. She's a voice for equality. She's just a terrific athlete and a terrific human being in the moment right now. And I couldn't agree more with GQ's choice. Although I don't know why woman has to go in quote marks.
Right.
And I would like some clarification from GQ.
Yeah, it's really weird. They say, oh, it's a designer and that's his thing and he did it in his own hand. But it seems like a pretty shoddy.
Why the quote marks? You can do it with your, you can pin it on the design guy just scratching it out and putting woman, because that would be kind of funny and would be kind of a GQ's own joke on itself. The quote marks, I'm not too sure about, no.
And finally, Charlie, Law 8 of the English Football Association requires the referee toss a coin at the beginning of every match. And why am I citing Law 8 of the English Football Association?
Because a referee named David McNamara forgot the coin. He left it in the official's dressing room. So instead, he had the respective captains play rock, paper, scissors to decide who would kick off to whom. He's been suspended for 21 days.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. I mean, how much more arbitrary is rock, paper, scissors than tossing a coin?
And it's totally more fun.
It's absolutely more fun. There's no question about that. And it requires you to think a little bit because you have to. There's strategy to rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
There's no strategy to calling a coin.
No. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.